It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. When we last visited with dairyman Eric Neal this past spring, he was happily suffering through a lot of rain and mud after last year's drought and heat. Things are a little drier now, and Eric joins us from his farm in Cass County. Eric, so good to have you back with us again. Thanks so much.
Glad to talk to you, Steve.
You know, I understand that last year you outsourced the care of your heifers. What were the reasons for doing that, and when do they get to come home to the farm? How does that play out?
Well, the reason we did it, we were just out of forage. We could buy hay, which was really expensive when you could find it. And, you know, at that time we weren't real sure that we were going to be dairy persons, so we didn't know if we had a need for heifers. In addition to that, heifer grower, he does this work professionally for dairies, and he could raise them for a nickel more a head a day than we could just buy the feed for him without ever starting a tractor. Huh. So it made pretty good sense.
So when do you get him back again?
Well, as a matter of fact, he bred our heifers for us. He AI'd them, and he just preg checked, I believe, yesterday, and we're at 92%. Which is fantastic.
Meaning 92% are pregnant.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Happy about that. Well, it is good, but now we have to pick.
Yeah.
And that's difficult. So here in the next week or so, we'll decide which ones we're going to keep and bring those home.
So I guess that means a lot more milk for you to sell, but I understand that Neal and Sons Dairy is looking to branch out, and your wife and a partner, Julie, have been doing some work on that. What's the idea there? What's your next venture going to be about?
We applied for a value-added producer grant to study the market for local dairy products, and That's what's going on. The grant writer is also doing the market study. There's also a development. The end goal is cheese, is for us to make cheese. The problem with cheese for us is cash flow. To make good cheese, it needs to set for a year. And it's hard for me to imagine making the milk, paying for the cow, putting the cheese in the cellar, and waiting a year to find out if it's any good. So we came up with butter, which is a little easier for us to handle cash flow wise.
But not just any kind of butter, right?
Well, of course, it's Neal and Sons dairy butter. It's the best butter you can buy. We think. We don't really know. We're learning a lot about butter right now. There's an art to it, just like cheese. I don't want to call my wife an artist because I don't think she would define herself as an artist, but that's what she's doing. She's learning how to make butter and learning about the nuances of how long you let the cream set before you churn it and what it needs to look like when it's done and what the percentage of water in butter is and how much buttermilk you need to get out. What she's up to.
And the goal is you want to make butter for high-end restaurant use, right?
You know, I'd be glad to sell it to low-end restaurants.
Anybody, right? Yeah.
To pay for it.
but the high-end is the goal, right?
But, yeah, that's the idea. I mean, you know, I heard a segment earlier about local food, and that's what we're thinking of. We're only 40 minutes south of the city, and it seems like that would fit in.
And I understand you found some classic equipment to make this high-end butter. What did you acquire, and where did you find it?
Well, we're already talking about keep it simple, stupid. So that's what we're doing. There's either butter-making equipment for somebody to just do it in their kitchen or big commercial stuff, and not much in between. Unless you look back to the 50s, 40s, 30s, when dairy farms did this as a rule, they made butter and took it down for money. Anyway, we've done a little shopping on Craigslist and came up with a Jim Dandy butter churn, and which is electric powered, by the way. She's not doing this by hand. And then we found
that's from the back in the 1950s or 60s. That's an old thing, right?
Oh gosh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And then the cream separator is a newer model. It's a 1958 DeLaval, and we bought it from a gentleman that he's set up to live off the grid. He repairs these things that he buys at auctions and sends them out of the country. Places like Honduras, and that was his primary objective, was to help out small economies, which is where we're at.
Yeah.
And then that's what she's using to separate the cream and to make the butter and kind of learn how it works.
Well, I should point out that Julie, your wife, has sent us a video of the equipment in use, and we should have a link up to that later on today, I think. Yeah.
It is really cool stuff. It's really cool stuff.
So how's her work with this new equipment been going? How's she faring with it at this point?
So she helps me a lot. I mean, you know, when I get done milking, a lot of times she'll clean the barn and I go on and do cow things. And our deal is she's primarily focusing on the butter now, which means she takes milk out of the tank and separates it and takes it to the house. And she gets to spend a lot more time in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty happy with that.
That's good.
And then the future looks like maybe going on some marketing adventures too. So,
well, when can I buy some of this high-end butter, Eric?
You can't buy it because we don't have a commercial kitchen. We're not inspected in a way that would allow us to sell food. But I'll bring you some up the next time I'm in town.
Please do. I hope you do.
It's bright yellow, delicious stuff. And I say delicious, right now we're working on, it's an unsalted sweet cream butter, which is really for cooks. It's to enhance what you're cooking instead of being a butter flavor. We haven't really found a lot of butter flavor yet. We're trying to figure out how to make that happen.
Well, when you find it, bring it up, okay?
I'll do that.
All right.
I'll do that.
Eric, it's really good to have you. It's Eric Neal joining us from his farm down in Cass County. Come back and visit with us again sometime soon, okay, Eric?
Look forward to it.